Hey everyone, welcome back to Bring the Meal Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Heather.
Desiree.
Sammy.
Letty.
Hey, and we are four best friends. We're sipping on meal and vodka tonight, as always, because it is our go-to drink. And on this podcast, we typically talk about really spicy topics, a lot of raunchy topics and experiences. We kind of just always want to touch on, you know, things that people don't normally want to talk about, things that people have experienced, and we bring it all to light. So you may be thinking it, you may have experienced it, we just expose it all. So our Mio Squad, please hit us up on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, at Bring the Mio, drop a like and a comment, let us know what you think about our podcast, and hit us with some topics you want to hear. Also, I totally forgot, we have a TikTok, and it's the funniest thing in the world, so please check us out on TikTok.
Also at Bring the Mio.
Yes, at Bring the Mio. One thing we want to bring to light before we hit on our topic today is current events. So, a lot's going on right now in America. A lot of things that are emotional and touching, not only just like coronavirus, but also like Black Lives Matter. I just want to point out that we support it 100%. We hear all of it. We see all of it. We're totally for it. We're doing our part as best we can. We're trying to educate ourselves as best we can. We're signing petitions, and one of the main things is we just want to encourage all of our followers and our listeners to sign the petitions, educate yourselves. There's so many different podcasts that are for the movement that educate you. And one important thing is we need to vote. You need to register to vote. That's going to make the biggest difference. So I'm going to pass it over to my girlfriend, Leticia. She's going to be talking about what we're sipping today.
So today we are celebrating and sipping to our friendship. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
We love each other. So tonight's podcast is going to be dedicated pretty much to explaining our friendship and how we've lasted so long. But right now I am going to go ahead and touch into a big thing is that every time we have an episode, we do like to kind of review a meal because obviously we bring the meal wherever we go.
Yes.
So tonight we are, again, like Heather said, sipping on that vodka soda water with a little bit of Mio. The one that I chose tonight is a Mio Energy, since I did not have my coffee today. So I am actually, we're drinking the strawberry pineapple smash.
Pineapple as you can smash.
We're all kind of slurring because we've been drinking.
We are snapped, actually.
Exactly.
We've been drinking.
That's my bad. I've had
We've been drinking.
So,
we've been drinking.
We've been sipping. So the strawberry pineapple, it's actually very fruity and refreshing, almost a little bit like our watermelon lemonade, which kind of is our favorite right now. But the strawberry pineapple, I would definitely say it is a good one. Very fruity, very refreshing as well. Not much else to say besides it does leave my taste with a little bit of party in my mouth. So not quite like those nuts, you know. But
hey, squirrel is spoken.
Squirrel.
Review brought to you by Squirrel.
So to get this podcast started, I'm going to introduce Sammy here. She pretty much has kind of brought us all together, so she's going to kind of start us off in kind of the origin of how our friendship started.
I'm the HBIC of this group. Not really. I'm just the oldest.
You're the originator.
I've known everybody the longest.
She's the creator.
Yeah. So we all kind of met at the exact same time of our lives. So we were like 21, 22, 23. And so we kind of talked about this before, but I met Leticia in college at a college dance class, actually. Heather and I met at Red Lobster, and then a year or so later, Desiree started at Red Lobster. So we really just started out by being going out friends, and like Heather and I would go to happy hour after work. We would go to sushi, like every Friday night we'd go to sushi. Sakatini. Like, shout out to Sakatini, Dobson and Southern, check them out.
So good.
Delicious. So we would just go out on Mill Avenue. Let that sink in, our Mill Avenue days. So I introduced Heather and Leticia one night. I had a table that night. So we were dancing on top of tables and popping bottles. And then Desiree started hanging out with us. Actually, it was Heather's birthday that year. Yep. We just, like, did a pool day and went to Portillo's. And then we went out that night. And then
Desiree found out how crazy we were.
Yeah, I was intimidated. I did not know.
Weren't you just 21? Yeah, she was fresh and new.
So I didn't get it. And then
fresh 21.
Side note, Desiree. What did you think? Were you like, these bitches are crazy, I want to hang out with them again? Or were you like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this?
No, absolutely not. I was like, oh fuck, let's go. Like, that's my personality. Like, I rise to the occasion. I'm like, oh my god, these bitches are psychopaths. Let's do it.
She wouldn't be.
Do you remember what we always drank?
Gummy bear vodka. No, it was Pinnacle.
Pinnacle before we went out. What was our
tropical
go-to?
Pinnacle tropical.
Tropical, yes.
With
V8 Brew
Punch. I don't think I've touched
Shout
that.
Shout out to Alice since. House.
No, V8 Fruit Punch.
I remember that going down. I remember it going up.
We would die if we drink that today.
Oh, definitely.
Which is why we drink our Mio.
Bring the Mio.
Squirt, 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 squirt.
No hangovers.
Okay. Sorry about that.
So we just continued going out together, and the nights got crazier and wild, like more wild. But I think we all met each other while we were at that stage. Mm-hmm. We were all at our party stage. We were all doing reckless ass shit together. And so, like, things would get crazier. Like, for example, one night me and Heather fought a bunch of guys. Listen, this motherfucker was like, you guys are so short. What are you gonna do? So what the fuck did we do? I slapped that motherfucker's drink out of his hand. Heather, like, kicked him. I was punching. And shit got wild.
And then we dipped out real fast.
And then we fucking dipped because we're like, we're about to get punched.
We're about to get punched.
And then on a more fun note, one time, me, Des, and Leticia took 24 shots for Leticia's birthday in, like, 5 minutes. And listen, I knew the bartender, so he charged us for, like, one round of drinks.
But it didn't end well for me.
Listen, it didn't end well for me. Okay, so Desiree invited, like, this hot-ass motherfucker.
If you're listening, man, like...
He was in the military, right?
Yes.
He was fresh cut, Desiree's type.
He had muscles. He had tattoos. He was
banging.
And listen, she, like...
He wasn't ready.
She, like, choked the motherfucker out. But I'm just saying, like, listen, I don't blame the shots. That's just Desiree.
Yeah.
Never blame the shots, okay?
No, it wasn't the shots. It was just me.
Another really fun memory of our early days is 2-for-1 shots at Canteen.
Oh, my
Thursday gosh. Nights, 2-for-1 shots. Heather and I would work at Red Lobster and get off at, like, 9, 9:30, 10. It didn't matter what time it was. We were getting off, and we were getting to Mill Ave within 30 minutes.
Heather always had, like, a closet in her back of her truck. Like, no joke. Ready? Like, she's changing in the parking lot.
Okay.
That parking lot no longer exists.
Let me just say, I did live 30 minutes away from where we worked at the time, and
you had to be ready.
Yeah, there was no time to go anywhere. We had to get the 2-for-1 shots. There was no time to go anywhere and get ready. My hair was already done. My makeup was done. I just needed to throw on a shirt or pants, and it was good to go. And
take off that white button-up.
Yes. Take off that freaking Red Lobster button-up, and let's go.
I just want to ask Leticia if she remembers our friend Brett.
Oh, I do. I thought his name was Bryce for a second, so my bad.
Thank you, Brett.
Brett, thank you so much for paying for all of our drinks.
I was going to say, I just want to thank Leticia for always taking one for the team.
I would say, no matter where we went, Brett was there.
He showed up.
He loved us.
No, but he would show up whether we text him or not. He would be there. It was, like, weird. We'd be like, oh, my gosh. Why?
I don't,
like,
to be honest, half the time I didn't text him.
It's like, how'd you know we were
here? He would give me his credit card and just be like, get whatever you need, and then we would just make out. And
so,
then
Bryce, if you're out there,
Brett,
man.
His name is Brett.
Oh, Brett. Brett, if you're out there, man.
I think he lives in, like,
Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
So we need to find our Brett.
We need to find Brett.
To be honest, I actually slept with him once, and I would not do it again.
But you did it for us.
He has a tiny wiener. But I do love him.
He had a tiny wiener, but a big credit limit.
It was his dad. It was his dad's credit card.
That's okay. Oh. We need the
thank
daddy.
Thank you, daddy.
Yes, thank you, daddy.
Or Brett's daddy.
But we literally lived our 21, 22, 23 years in Mill Avenue's prime. Like, R.I.P. to Robbie Fox's.
Firehouse.
Gringo. And Gringo.
Oh, my gosh.
Those Gringo. Were the best. So we've literally, between the four of us, we've honestly taken at minimum 1,000 shots.
Probably more.
We've booked 100%. Hundreds of tables. Like, I have become so close with these girls. And what makes any relationship close? You fucking keep each other's secrets.
That's for sure.
Ride or die, bitches.
We've done some reckless ass shit. We make out with randoms at the bar. We let them tickle us.
We grab their wieners. In front of their girlfriends.
We go in alleys.
Listen, we do some sneaky ass shit.
Whatever will get us drunk. Yeah. And have a good time. And keep us with coming up with those more memories.
Sometimes you get reckless.
That's
but
true.
For real, like, I feel like a couple things keep us really close. Like, I think a big reason why we're all close, and for any girl group, is that we do not have the same taste in guys.
We have never fought over the same guy ever.
Never over the same guy ever. And I think that's really important for girls. And I think we, like, genuinely have the same interests. Like, we all have fun the same way. Yeah. Which I think is really important, too. We literally do not judge each other. We've all done some sketchy-ass shit.
I've done the sketchiest shit, and they do not judge me.
We're still her, like, we'll pick her up. We're still her fucking friend at the end of the day. Listen, I don't know whose birthday it was, but Desiree was, like, doing some questionable shit. And this security guard was, like, really right now? And Heather's boyfriend was, like, it's fine, we're gonna leave.
We had to save her ass.
That's my best friend.
Like, that's my best friend. Like, relax.
She's fine.
Yeah, we just
I know her limit, and that's not her limit.
Yeah, we're still good. We do a lot of reckless ass shit together, and it's all brought us so much closer. So we've all been best friends for almost 8 years now.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
10-year reunion coming soon.
I know. We got to do a big trip for that.
I feel like what you said, Sammy, that it's really important that we don't judge each other. And I feel like that's what keeps us super close, is, like, we never, never, ever, ever judge each other. Like, we might say, like, that was pretty stupid. I wouldn't do that again. But
I support you.
I mean, like, speaking from, I obviously have done the most reckless things. And I feel like with you guys, I could be myself. And that's huge for me.
But even, like, not, like, the reckless stuff. Like, I stayed in a toxic relationship for 6 years. And they never was like, are you sure you want to do that? Like, you want to get back together with him? They were just like, all right, if you're getting back together, I guess you are.
Same. My ex cheated. And they're like, you know, we support you. I'm like, damn, these are bad bitches. Like, you guys need bad bitches. Like, I'm blessed. We're blessed to have our friend group.
Don't get it twisted. I will tell you guys. You should not.
They're not good decisions. But
they will support what you
decide.
What
your decision is how you choose to live your life.
Heather, what do you think of our friendships?
I feel like a lot of people don't know this, that Sammy and I actually had a falling out for like a year and a half where we weren't very close. But we still hung out with the same friends. We still like kept the same friend group, but we weren't very close. Like, you and I, right?
I mean, Heather and I didn't talk. But we didn't fight.
Which you were was cordial. Like, you were cordial.
That was, like, the weirdest thing. Because, like, I would not say we were friends during the time. Like, we were not friends.
No, we didn't
talk. But we didn't fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was the problem, is that we had this, like, falling out, but it was, like, an unspoken falling out. It was, like, she said this or she said that. Like, we were hearing from other people. And I feel like we just personally needed to talk about it, but we are too stubborn. And what kind of brought us back together was that I got pregnant, and during the time when I got pregnant, Sammy and I had started hanging out more, like, together in friend groups. We weren't necessarily friends yet, but, like, we started hanging out more. Like, people were doing things together, so we would, like, go to events together. And And then I got pregnant, and I feel like, you know, they say, like, when you get pregnant, you find out who your true friends are. Like, you were one of the main people that were, like, there for me during that time. Like, I remember the night, it was the weekend I wasn't feeling good. It was the weekend I actually delivered. And I had you text me, you're like, hey, what are you doing? How are you doing? And I said, I'm not feeling well. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm not feeling well. For people that don't know this, I did have my son early. And so she was like, well, if you want, I can come over. We can just watch a movie, just hang out. Like, and I was like, so taken back, like, bitch, you're not even my friend. Like, why are you wanting to hang out with me? But the fact that she was willing to do that and I wasn't feeling well, like, really, it made me feel good. And so then when I delivered my son, I, like, text everybody in a group chat, and she was a part of the group chat that, you know, he was delivered, and it was really unexpected because he was early. She was, like, the first person to text me back and be like, hey, like, I want to come to the hospital. Like, what do you guys need? And she, like, brought us, like, breakfast and came to the hospital. And it was after that, we just, like, stayed. We were, like, instant, like, best friends again.
It needed to happen.
Back to where we left off.
Yeah, it was, like, it was literally, like, that year and a half was, like, a blur.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, like, it was
just, like, a blink of the eye.
Yeah, it was, like, but literally instant.
What I think is funny is, like, so you and I kind of, like, hashed it out on Sunday fun day, and I was wasted.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was there for
and
it.
And I was sober.
She was sober, and Desiree was like, are you guys okay? And I was like, Des, I don't need you to come over here anymore. Like, we are talking. Desiree was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay. And I looked at Heather. I'm like, are you good? And she said yes. I was like, okay.
I remember I got upset because
I thought I was going to fight you.
I thought I was going to fight you and the other friend because I was like, you guys need to stop coming over here.
No.
And they were, like, really, like,
I was very protective.
They were
over
very
Heather.
Protective.
Love
over
you,
Heather.
But I was very protective.
Yeah, and
over
I was like, listen.
I was also pregnant, so I feel like a lot of people.
I think they thought that, like, I was gonna physically fight Heather.
I never
for some
thought
reason,
that, but
I
thought that you were gonna escalate and, like, piss her off, and I would have fought you.
But I would have fought you.
It
too.
Was like it
I
was,
know, but I would have won.
It was. Okay, back to me. I'm just kidding.
I was wasted that day.
Here we're talking about our friendships and we're fighting.
We're gonna fight.
No, but I feel like, yeah, it was like a bunch of drunk people and I was like I was like the only sober one because I was pregnant. But like, yeah, so anyways, after that and after I had my son, I feel like we were just instantly best friends again. And I feel like that kind of like breakup it's weird because have you guys ever thought about it? Like, you can break up with a boyfriend. So I'm kind of touching on a blog that I read. It's from my friend Instagram. Her name is mama.desiree. She wrote this blog about breaking up with friendships. Like, so you can break up with a guy. You could break up with him if things don't work out. Say your personalities just don't vibe. You break up with him, you go your separate ways, and it's fine. But with a friend, it's like you hold onto that friend, and you want it to work out so bad. And it doesn't, but why can't you just break up with a friend? Does that make sense? Like, why can't you just say, like,
it's different. We're,
yeah. But,
especially yeah. how but why? Long you've been with someone. Obviously, like, for us, like, I have every single one of anybody in my life for a reason. For me, all of you are very positive. You strive for the best. You strive for me to do my best. So it's like, when you have those friend groups to where, like, obviously you're choosing your friend groups.
Yeah, but have you ever had a friend where you're, like, it's just not working out, but you hold on to that friend?
Yeah, my old roommate, for sure. Like,
why can't you just break up? Why can't you break up with them?
Because it's different between having that physical relationship between having that emotional.
And knowing who they are.
But why, if they're not benefiting your life, if they're not...
But you've invested all this time in this
effort. Also, I think it's, for me, it's, like, shows what type of person you are. Like, you always want to give that person a second chance. You're always wishing the best for that other person as well as whether or not they are wishing the best for you.
But if that person's dragging you down,
well, obviously,
why can't
not,
you just break up with
well,
them?
I mean,
but that's just think about being with a boyfriend. You stick with them for a while. They drag you down, and you're still with them. Usually,
it's until you learn that it is. At its end of the road.
Like, or you deserve better as a friendship or with a boyfriend.
Like with a friend, like they don't cheat on you. They don't usually, like, you know, they're not.
They might do a lot of
messed up shit,
though.
They do a lot of fucked
up
shit,
for
sure.
Like, you have your friends that are, like, groups that are tight-knit, like we are, super very big best friends. But you also have, like, those friends that are just acquaintances who, like, happen to be in the same place, or, hey, maybe you know them from a certain place or, like, work or something.
Yeah.
Like, for me, you've probably followed people on Instagram that you aren't really friends with, right?
Yeah, everybody does,
people that,
right?
You just are, yeah. Yeah, you just want to kind of, like, just check up on them, see how they're doing, like, even if you're not even the best of friends right now.
But there's, I don't know. It's just, I like, just feel like, I just feel like if that person doesn't benefit your life in some sort of way and is just not, like, you, why can't you just go your separate ways?
It's true.
But, and that's what she talks about. She's like, it doesn't make sense that you can just go your separate ways from a relationship standpoint, yeah. But, like, friendship standpoint, it's different. But I feel like with my relationship with Sammy, my friendship with her, I feel like that was a break for us. And, like, both of us in that year did a lot of growing up. And yeah. Then when we came back together, you're it was
stronger,
like,
than ever.
Yeah, like, our friendship now is, like, I don't think there's anything that's really going to ever, like, break us up again, because now we're, like, more mature to talk about it and be like, hey, really don't want this. Yeah, really don't want yeah. this to happen again, yeah. So let's not do it.
And I feel like that's the thing, though, too, is, like, you guys, all of us, have learned to communicate very well to where we're not 100%. Worried about, yeah. Like, yeah, you may be mad for what I'm going to tell you, but we're going to communicate through that instead of being like, oh, I don't want to hurt her feelings. I know she yeah. needs to know this, but I'm not going to say anything, and I'm just going to
yeah.
be, like, passive-aggressive. Yeah. I feel like we're not passive-aggressive. We're straight up.
Yeah. I think everybody's going to have conflicts, but it's all about how you handle it.
Exactly.
And how yeah. you want to move forward.
Yeah, and I think that's really important yeah. is that, like you guys said, that we 100% communicate all the time. Like, how many times has it been the next morning and we're sending in the group chat, like, hey, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Like,
I didn't mean anything by this.
Literally me 2 weeks ago.
I might have been blacked out drunk and said a couple things, but I love all you guys 100%. And
sorry, I don't remember what I said at all, but if I said something rude, my bad.
Yeah. And we're like, heart face.
Love you, XOXO.
See, the best friend emoji?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, the girls dancing yeah. all the time. So, but yeah, so I feel like, as far as, I don't know, I feel like I haven't lost a lot of friends in my life. I have one friend that I've had from high school, and she's actually, like, elementary school. Shout out to Monique.
Hey. Hi, Moni. She worked at Red Lobster, too.
She's the reason why I got the job at Red Lobster, so I should thank her for
yeah. introducing me.
Hey. Yeah, my friendship
the
with all you guys.
Played out.
Seriously. But we kind of, she lives in another state, but I feel like when we do get together, it's like, not, you know, we pick up right where we left off. But as far as losing friends, I don't feel like I've truly experienced that in my life, because Sammy and I became friends again. But I think there have been some girls in our group that have, lost some friendships. Desiree?
Yeah. So unfortunately, I'm a sucker to this. So I've lost two of my, like, really, really good friends, and unfortunately both to kind of guys that played a role in our friendship. And I feel like women, we need to stand together and not let men get in the way of our friendships.
Side note, I feel like Sammy always says this, but I'm going to bring it up now, is the reason why us four have made it so far is because we don't like the same guys.
We really
ever.
And a guy has never come into our friendship group and, like, broke us up and, like, you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we've never had issues with guys, period.
I feel like there's one girl that was in high school that really rocked my boat. I'm going to call her Natalie. I don't know. And we
Natalie.
Were best
yeah,
friends for fucking years. And I remember, so I lost my virginity to a specific guy, and I didn't tell my friend because it was taboo. Like, I was 16. I didn't want to tell anyone. She ended up finding out, and she kind of slut-shamed me.
Not okay.
Natalie.
Fucking Natalie.
Slut-shamed me. And
Wait. If we knew Natalie today, we'd not be nice to her.
Yeah. So, like, I genuinely, like, for a while, I felt really shitty about myself, and that was a really hard breakup. Like, I genuinely felt like we were, like, a couple, like, breaking up, and that was terrible. Hated that. I was like, fuck you, I'm never going to be your friend again, wasn't. So fuck Natalie, not cool. Then I had one that was older. I'm going to call her Rita.
Rita?
Fucking Rita. And this fucking bitch was my good friend for a really long time. And again, a guy got in the motherfucking way.
Who was not worth it.
He wasn't worth it. And so it's, at the end of the day, like, what's the worst is, you know, bitches for before dicks. Like, you need to treasure your friendships. Like, guys come and go, but friendships literally will last forever. I'm blessed that I have friendships that are going on. You know, some of my friends are 10 years. We're 7 years. Like, and these fucking guys come and go. Fuck them. Like, don't let the Ritas and Natalies ruin your fucking life. Because they're not worth it.
I have to say, Des is one of the most beautiful girls that I have ever known.
You still are.
There's one thing that, like, those girls should've... They're not worth it. But you cannot help it if another guy finds someone that is beautiful, attractive. So that is not a reason, like, to slut shame someone.
It's not my fault that I'm beautiful.
It's, like, Des has a great personality. She's beautiful. Like, these girls allowing a guy to come in the middle is, like, it's not her fault. Like, don't be mad at her. Be mad at him.
Yeah, and you guys have to, like, realize your worth in a friendship. Like, if they're not filling your cup, like, you gotta go. You gotta,
which is why you break up with them.
You gotta break up with them, like dudes. Like, you gotta say go. You gotta say goodbye. You have to move on. Because there are friends out there that are gonna put up with your shit, that are gonna put up with your secrets.
Encourage and your shit.
That take videos of your craziness. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, she's honestly, not. Like, these girls support me so much, like, beyond words. And I'm gonna get, like, weird about it, but I fucking love them. They're my ride or dies, and it's like, if they're not your ride or dies, at the end of the day, you need to cut them loose. You will find another friendship. You will find another guy. Like, be better. Do better, girls. You deserve it.
What made you finally cut it off with Rita?
I mean, like...
Just, like, her life decisions were not in line with yours?
100%. Like, I'm down for a good time, but if you're gonna, like, treat your friends like trash, I'm not in that. So I will cut you out of my life. Yeah. So, and that's just with anybody.
We were all mutual friends with Rita, and I think for me, what really turned me off was, like, when she started recruiting other people to not be friends with Desiree. That was when I was like,
when it had nothing to do with
your friends.
That's when I was like, I'm not down with that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that Desiree has a lot to give in her friendships, not just like us three, but like she has other friends too, and she gives a lot to everybody. And I feel like if she's willing to give a lot, then like she should be receiving a lot. Yeah. And if she's not receiving that, then she, like you said, know your worth. And
that's something that I feel like comes with time. Like, you know, you get stuck in these relationships or friendships that you feel like all you do is give and give and give. And you got to respect yourself. And at the end of the day, it's like, I'm giving everything to these friendships or relationships. What are they giving to you? So I encourage you guys, like, if you are feeling like you're in a rut with a friendship, if you feel like they're not giving enough, like, you got to cut them out. Like, you deserve better, just like you deserve a better boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, you deserve friendships that are willing to keep your secrets, that are willing to ride or die, or just, like, support your really bad decision.
I mean, that's why we have friends, right? Because they're the people that'll support you no matter what.
Right.
So, we'll encourage those bad decisions, right? But we'll be by your side the whole time.
Or document the bad decisions. I'm blessed because you guys know, I'm very, very reckless. And, like, I'm so blessed that these girls put up with the craziest stuff. Like, I genuinely do the dumbest stuff. Like, the time in California.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Let's epic talk about moment.
This. This is a really good just example.
Do you
want to
kick
of
us off with this story, Desiree?
Okay, so, like, we went to California for a friend's birthday. And
but I feel like we did go to this trip for a friend's birthday, and yes, it was awesome. But it was also like a monumental trip, like a girl's trip.
It was a girl's trip.
It was the so much best fun. Trip
that I've had.
It was, first of all, it was Mother's Day weekend, and I'm a fucking mother, so.
Of course we had to celebrate that at Sharky's.
Yes, these girls got lit for me. Second of all, it was like our first girl's trip from, since I had. Yeah, since I had my son, yeah. So. It was just like, I feel like we had no boundaries.
No.
We
did not.
Literally another no state. Boundaries. No.
And like, you know, I just take it to the extreme.
Tell us about
that
trip, Desiree.
We,
so she's going to give her point of view, and then I'm going to give us the three of our point of views.
So remember, like, my point of view is a little skewed because it was like borderline blackout.
Yeah, she was drinking tequila shots.
Okay, so I'm going to set the scene.
We're going to get in there.
We're setting the scene. So we're at this party. We're at a yacht. And so we go to the bartender, of course, and we're like, yo, like, you just got to give us Patron shots. She gives us how many? I don't even know.
We finished the bottle.
We finished the cap, like the whole bottle. We're lit. Like, we have videos. Maybe we'll post some throwbacks, or you've already seen them. So we're just taking shots and shots and shots. And there's this one guy. We'll call him Blanco, and he was cute. And he was just like sloppy, which I'm sloppy too. So I appreciate you, Blanco, being sloppy. And in my perspective, all I remember is he was very hot and very attractive. I was lit, so, like, I was being naughty, and I did some questionable things, and I'll let them kind of get into it, but at the end of the day, they are the baddest bitches as friends, because what they did for me was honestly, like, no one fucking does this. So, Sammy, please let them know, let our followers know how bad ass bitches you guys are.
Listen, we are the very best friends ever. So Dez and Blanco, they're hitting it off. They're getting it in. We get off the yacht and we go to like a bar around the corner. And we're like, all right, Desiree, like you're into this guy. Like, all right, you guys get in an Uber and then we'll get in our Uber in 10 minutes. So you guys have a 10-minute start to go back to the Airbnb. You guys can fuck, get it in, wrap it up, and then we'll show up 20 minutes later. Like, we'll go to the Jack in the Box, we'll get food, we'll hang out, you guys will have plenty of time to get it in.
And I gave her the code because she was so drunk.
We all, like, so drunk. We leave, Desiree and Blanco get in the Uber, they leave, the plan is solid. So we do our thing, we wait 10 minutes to order our Uber, and then we go to Jack in the Box, we get back to the Airbnb.
Still not there.
Desiree and Blanco are not there. So we are blowing Desiree up. Like, where the fuck are you? She's not answering. And mind you, this is when Desiree had an Android phone. She didn't have an iPhone.
We couldn't share a location.
We couldn't share a location. We couldn't pinpoint her. Nothing.
We're in another state as well.
Yeah, we're in California. So, like, a couple minutes go by and she, like, picks up. She's like, I was halfway to LA and then I realized it. So I said, no, let's go back. So they were, like, in an Uber with Blanco and his friends.
She was freaking out, Sammy. Yeah, she wasn't very calm. She was going to fight this girl.
I'm going to interject. Because at this point, like, already sucked his dick in an alley. Getting in this Uber, I'm like, okay, like, I'm down to party. We're going to fucking L.A. And I'm like, oh, my God, I started getting sober. And I'm like, where the fuck are we going? And they're trying to, like, talk about drugs. I'm not down with drugs. I love getting drunk, but not really into drugs. And I was like, oh, fuck no. Like, get me the fuck out of this Uber right now. This girl's like, no, we're going to LA. I said, get me the fuck out of this Uber. We're going to fucking fight right now. So I sobered up real fucking quick. They dropped us off. Thank God he's a gentleman.
Thanks, Blanco.
They dropped us off on the side of the motherfucking freeway to going to LA. And I call these bitches up. Like, I'm on the side of the freeway. I don't know where the fuck I am.
We're like, where are you? Give us your location. We will get you an Uber. We're freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, we need to get an Uber. We need to go find her.
I'm getting ready to take her car, and we're about to go.
We're like flashlighting it up with Hound Dog. Like,
yeah, we're literally about to go, like, we're trying to find her.
We're just
going to
get on the fucking 10 and go on the way to LA. Like,
we're going to go find her.
We're, like, in Huntington Beach,
yeah,
right?
I think around there. I don't know.
We're in the Newport area. And so, like, LA is just straight north from there. So, like, we'll find them eventually. But they eventually get in their own Uber. And the best part of this whole story is that, so Blanco and Dez are in their own Uber, and they're making their way back to Orange County. And the Uber driver is like, sir, Oh, my Sir, God. You cannot fuck her in my car.
He ripped my romper, which was a beautiful romper.
It was cute as fuck.
Fuck.
And yeah. We're waiting outside the Uber, or outside the Airbnb.
Watching
like
the door.
They're my mother. It was the funniest. I never felt that way. I felt so, like, embarrassed and ashamed. Like, oh my God, mom's gonna get mad at me. And it was Heather and Sammy and Leticia.
She gets out of the Uber and she's adjusting her romper, like.
It's ripped. Like, they probably saw my fucking vagina.
Not the first time.
100%.
She stumbles up the stairs to the Airbnb. They go straight back to the freaking bedroom. We're like, whatever.
Here comes Heather.
Which, wait, I'm going to proceed. They are such bad bitches that originally I was in this fucking other room with a trundle bed. And they give me the fucking master to this dude. So, you know what? They moved all their shit into the other room so I could fuck him.
And here I am sleeping on the freaking bottom freaking mattress.
On the trundle.
And then this
Desiree and Blanco are in the other bedroom. They're getting it in. They're making out. They're probably doing it. And what does fucking Heather do?
Heather?
I was
comes
literally
in like mom. Yeah.
Knock,
knock, knock, knock, knock. Desiree, are you okay? Like fucking mean girls. You guys need a snack?
Literally like a
condom?
Mom.
Okay. Like, I was like, Heather, why are you knocking on the door? You know exactly what is happening.
Doesn't he
what did
answer
he
the
do?
Phone,
yeah,
like,
what did he
butt
do?
Naked?
No, he answered the door naked.
He hard on, not even flaccid, y'all. Boner.
Yep. Answer the door.
Heather's like
he's wiener. I was like, oh my gosh. Slam the door shut. And then 10 minutes later, this motherfucker comes walking out the door like he's gonna leave the Airbnb. I was like, excuse me, where are you going? He's like, I'm leaving. I'm like,
no. Heather stops him at the door and she goes, excuse me, hold on, what are you doing? Like, grilling him like a fucking principal. And, like, made him wait. You guys, she made him wait at the door. She comes to my door, knocks open. She goes, is he okay to go? And I remember being, like, fucking lit and, like, tired, Avi. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm done. I literally said, I'm done with him.
Yeah, you did. You're like, I'm done
I'm
with
done
him.
I'm done with him. And Heather literally looked at him, and he's like, you can go. And he left out the door, and we ate his chicken nuggets.
He left without
his underwear.
He left his underwear in my room.
And
I'm like,
he ripped your underwear off.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, fuck, he ripped my panties. He ripped my romper, left his panties. I'm like, when the fuck happened?
And so we're like, hey, Des, we got you egg rolls.
And then I came back. Yeah.
Jack in the box.
We're like, but listen, we still got you Jack in the box. So you better go eat it.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Do you remember when we came in? I'm like, go to the room.
Oh, my God.
It was a crazy time. Oh, my God. All
but
in
listen,
all,
they're bottom
the best.
Line, if you want to get in this group, you can. We'll give you time.
We will let you.
We're respectful. We're like, hey, you go first. And then we will come in 15 minutes.
I love it how we would not, Heather would not let him leave unless she knew Desiree got off.
Yeah, I was like, are you good, Desiree? Ride or die. If they know,
is he good to go or do you need another round? You know, like, oh my God. Honestly, blessed with these girls, even though they have a lot of shit on me, so hopefully we never break up because they could ruin my life.
I feel like, well, first of all, I feel like we would never not be friends, but if we
God,
did,
kill you.
But like, for instance, Sammy and I, we had a little break, but like, we never, she never like told anybody, dude, you have so many secrets on me. Like, you never like spilled the beans on anything.
No.
I never did. So I feel like even if something were to happen, we'd
take it to the grave.
Yeah, no.
But listen, we have matching tattoos now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So
it's
ride or die,
you know?
Or we're going to have to like permanently get them off.
I would never remove this.
No. Okay, so Leticia, what, I mean, obviously we touch on a lot of topics, but like, what do you feel like you are to this group? Like, what kind of friends are we? What do you expect as a friendship? Like, kind of walk us through kind of stuff.
So one of the main reasons why I feel like we have stayed so close is even though all of our lives are so different, we make time for each other. We make sure that if something special or something's going on, that we are reaching out to each other. We make time to see each other no matter what. So that for me is a big thing as to why I think our relationship has worked so long, not only with us just supporting each other and making sure we're there for each other, but for me, I know I am the least judgmental person ever. You can tell me anything. I think I'm the biggest secret holder. So you can confide in me no matter what. I don't know. I don't know. Like, for me, everyone says I'm the nice one. So, I mean, from your perspectives, like, I can't say how I am to a friend because I feel like I treat you all kind of, like...
Similar.
Yeah. Like, if you need me, I'm there.
Yeah, you listen. You're like, a really good listener.
You are a really good listener.
But, Leticia, how have we been there for... I told you we're slurring. How have we been there for you, like, in Vegas?
So... Fucking love my friends. I know Des missed this trip, but you were there in spirit. So, for me, when I wasn't in a relationship, I would say I had some game. Secret game. But I always got the guy that I wanted.
She's like the undercover bitch. Like, the undercover slut. I'm like a fucking
ninja.
She's like, Mrs. Steal Your Guy.
Yes, but you never would expect it. She'd be like, oh my god, hi. I just slept with your boyfriend. You're like, what the fuck? That's who you are.
No matter what, I feel like there's always bitches that want the guy that I'm gonna get, and I slowly slide in.
Yeah, she'll like be like, oh,
in like, 3 minutes we'll get to somewhere. She'd be like, I think I'm feeling that guy.
But she'll let that guy fuck around with all these other bitches. Talk to all these other bitches all night. But then she's like, okay, I'm gonna be the one that's going home with him, so it's fine.
You know. One of the biggest things I would say that points out, because Heather was there, she saw it in action. We were in Vegas. Vegas, we always go to rehab pool party. It's like the biggest party, amazing drinks, amazing crowd, music, everything. So Heather, we go, me and Heather with each other. Sammy's getting us drinks. Fucking point out this guy as soon. We're already in the pool. Point out this guy, just took his shirt off. I said, oh my God, he's so hot.
He looked like a total fuckboy.
Light skin, abs, six-pack abs, like washboard. And he just comes through the pool.
I'm getting wet as you're talking about it.
He comes, walks through the pool. I'm like, hi. Stop him. And Heather's like, no fucking way.
Badass bitch.
We chat for a little bit. I let him go around. I'm like,
He went around a few times.
He was doing laps.
He was
scoping out the hoes, for sure.
He was. But I made sure I was the last face that he saw.
Good girl.
I was stuck in his mind. We were texting all night. We didn't happen to find the same places, but before we left, we were leaving that morning, right, Sammy?
Yeah, what did I drove her to her dick appointment.
Yeah, I wasn't going to leave until I got it. And I've never slept with a guy in Vegas. That was, like, the first time. He was in the fucking penthouse suite of fucking the Hard Rock Hotel.
Okay.
His friend was with him. He's like, you gotta go. I'm like, yeah, you gotta go.
But the thing about the Hard Rock, if you've never stayed there, is, like, it's very protective.
You have to have a key.
The security is very good. Like, you have to have a key to activate the elevators. So, like... He had to come down and get her.
Yes.
So he really wanted it.
Yeah. Sammy was down in the lobby with her at the time boyfriend eating breakfast while I was getting the dick.
Sammy said, you have 1 hour.
She did.
See, if you guys don't have friends like this, you're doing something wrong.
Yes.
Come be our fucking friend.
I come down like nothing. I'm like, oh, what'd you guys have for breakfast? She's like wiping the cum off of
her. And I was like, how was that dick?
And then we drove home.
Sammy's like, can you drive home for 5 hours?
Yeah.
She's like, no, girl, I need 10 minutes.
No, I was like, how are your legs? So she's like, I guess fine. I'm like, okay, cool. Can you drive home?
I've been like, so you didn't get it that good.
That's the least I could do.
Leticia can't even walk. She's like, no, girl, Sammy, you gotta drive.
Well, no, and it was so funny while I was up in the room. He was, like, trying to make conversation. I was like, take your pants off. Like, we're on a time frame. My friend's downstairs.
Yeah. He's like, so what kind of wine do you like? She's like, can you fuck me?
Just take off your pants.
She's like, so how big is your dick?
Either way, I didn't even care. We're doing it.
Relationship with your mother? You're like, shut the fuck up.
Like, this is Vegas. I'm trying to get it in and go home.
My friends are waiting downstairs. Can you fucking hurry up?
So, I feel like our friends are great. We're very big. We're the best wingmen. Wing women.
We're very open.
Wing women,
my God, yeah.
You want a guy, we'll make sure these other bitches are out of the way so you be getting in.
Go ahead. They will literally make, like, a wall.
We will.
You need it.
Be like, excuse me, we need your boyfriend now. We don't need you.
Yeah. Right? You're dismissed.
I'm sorry. Do you have VIP to this gentleman?
I'm so sorry, but I need you to fucking move. Right?
So, one thing I want to touch on is that we, like,
what are we? You know what I'm saying? Like, you said you're the caring one. So, Sammy, like, what do you think you are in the group as far as, like, what you bring to the table?
I'm obviously the logical one.
The oh, my God. Reasonable. Analytical.
I'm very reasonable. She's, I'm like, guys, let's, like, anytime I plan a vacation, 100%, I'm scheduling us a nap.
Itinerary.
You guys don't understand. I'm like, love she's a serious. List.
Like, listen, we're going to go hard and we're going to have a great time. We also need
it's a weekend at Scottsdale and it's like 2 o'clock, take shots, 3 o'clock, be at the pool naked, and we're like, okay, yeah. Let's go.
4:30 nap,
blackout. And then 5 o'clock nap before
and then we can drive. 8 o'clock we're going to dinner. 9:30 we're pre-gaming. 10:30 we're getting in a cab, like, let's fucking go.
So Sammy does usually plan all the events.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So Des, what do you think you are?
I'm definitely the crazy one. I feel like I bring a lot of energy.
Okay, so I like when you say you bring a lot of energy. I don't really like when you say the crazy one, because I feel like there's so much more to you.
Yeah,
than
no,
just
for
being
sure.
Crazy. Like, I feel like, okay, you drink a little bit, and yeah, you may be crazy.
But, it's energy. Like, I'm very, and I'm like this even in my work. Like, I bring the energy that it's fun. And I like that. Like, I like.
Would you be like
to
the,
bring the party?
Would you be like the hype man?
Like, for sure. Like, we hit kind of like a lull at the wedding in November, and then
Des came.
Desiree got off a plane and took an Uber.
Oh
an hour
my god!
Away.
I worked all day. I fucking Ubered him. Like, let's fucking go.
Ubered for an hour.
She got there, and there was 45 minutes left of the wedding.
Okay.
And then blacked out on the fucking
she
ride
was
home.
Blacked out.
Okay. I was like, is she okay?
Okay. Wait, I have to expand on this, because you're right. Every time we go somewhere and if Des is meeting up with us, it's like, oh, Des is coming. And she gets there and it's like, let's take 10 shots. And so this last time at the pool party, when we waited for Desiree to get there, because she had a family event, and she comes late, and we're like, let's take a million freaking shots. And then
No. I'm
going to
clarify
out.
On the million shots. This bitch, Heather, tells me, I walk in the door, I'm sober, they're already drinking. She goes, Desiree? I go, yes, Heather? And she goes, I told all these people you are coming, and we're going to finish this Costco handle of vodka. I go, all right, let's fucking do it. And did we? Fuck
yes.
Yeah, we did.
It was reckless.
So the next day, Jamie goes, so babe, we need to stop telling Desiree to come 2 hours late and then finish bottles, because it never turns out good. And I'm like, wait, why?
I would say rally girl for sure.
I'm like, I don't think we're going to be able to stop that, babe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm competitive. Like, if someone tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. If you say, yo, we're going to finish this bottle, I'm going to be like, yeah, even if it's tequila, I'll do it.
I.e. Vegas.
True.
Vegas.
Like, I feel like it sounds so silly. Like, obviously, I don't bring the party, but, like, I try to be like, let's go, let's have the best time. Like, I guess I would consider myself the hype man. Like, I want to elevate everyone around me, not just you guys. Yeah. I want to literally make everyone have the best time ever, no matter what.
But you're also
caring.
Yeah, you're like there. I feel like my relationship with you is like a little different, because you are there for like me and my family so freaking much. So I feel like it's a little different. I see your craziness, but I also see like a whole different side. And I
would say our group as a whole is very close, but also we have our different individual relationships as well.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's just like me normal, yeah, I'm a ride or die. Like, if you need me, no matter what. But like, if we're going out, like, I feel like I have two personalities. Like,
yeah,
you know,
my daytime and my nighttime.
Yeah.
Well, Heather,
like,
what role do you think you are?
I'm definitely, what'd you guys call me?
The nurturer.
The nurturer. I was going to say, like, I'm the mom of the group, but they were like,
see,
no.
That's you shortchanging yourself.
True, yeah. I don't know.
Because you don't babysit us.
No.
I mean, I might have to sometimes.
Well, the one
everyone
night.
Everyone babysits me. What's up?
Okay, listen. There was a one day that I came home shit-faced, like, bumping into the walls.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough.
Heather's like, is she okay?
She makes it seem like this was, like, not a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
No, she'll be lit, right? She will be so lit, and she'll be like, hey, like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm usually blackout, but she makes sure. She goes, okay, well, like, bitch, you got to puke and rally. Like, you don't look so good.
I'm like, let's throw up. You're not going to bed.
I know. I'm like, let's go to the bathroom. We all need to throw up. It's time. It's time. Let's go.
And then she'll wake up the next morning. I see this hoe at 9 a.m. She's
working out.
She's being a mom. She's, like, nurturing her son, working out. And I'm like, I'm here throwing up.
Pedialyte.
Like, having Pedialyte. Hungover shit. I'm like, where the fuck is Filiberto's? And she's like working out. I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck? See,
she's superwoman.
Definitely. I'm like, I don't know how you're up at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to be in bed till at least 10.
It's wild. For sure in the nature. What do you think you are, Leticia?
Well, I mean, she said, like, I'm very caring to everyone. But, I mean, again, like, our relationship together is different when we go out based on, like, individual as well. So, like, I can be different for Sammy versus what I am, like, in your eyes to you. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm going to be here for every single one of you. Let me know what's going on. I'll try and do what I can to be there. Even though I'm in a relationship, my friends are my priority.
You are, like, the non-judgmental listener.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Very unbiased.
You're like Buddha. Yeah. You just listen to us.
Just rub my belly.
And just listen and don't judge.
Be your good luck charm. And
literally, like, you always have us.
So. I think I'm always like, do you have your Spankies on and do you have your fucking ID? All right, let's fucking go.
I'm always forgetting my Spankies.
I have to tell a story, not the story, real quick before we wrap it up. So when I first started dating Jamie, or like, not really dating him, he wanted to take me out and for pancakes. And I was like, no, I'm not fucking going out for pancakes with this guy. And Sammy's like, why not? And I'm like, because I'm not going out for pancakes with this fuck boy. That's what I thought he was. And Sammy was like, you better go get your free fucking pancakes and make sure you shave your vagina.
Tips and tricks.
We're together. So I took her advice, but she's the most logical one of us.
So logical. But all in all, I feel like this is what brings us all together and makes us so strong is we are so different yet so the same, and that's what makes our relationships. Like,
yeah,
we all have our own like piece of the puzzle, and we make each other whole in ways that we don't. And I feel like we
make each other feel special, especially on days when we need it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all.
And that's what you guys need. Like, please be mindful of that. Like, if they don't give that to you,
communication, I feel like, is a big thing. Like, we communicate so much, and we know each other's personalities so well. Like, if someone's mad, I'm just like, okay, I know that something's bugging that person, and I'm going to see what it is.
Yeah, you could tell if someone's pissed. You could tell.
So, Mio Squad, a few takeaways from this episode. Break up with your friend if you need to. It's okay to walk away.
Know your worth, honey. Yes,
know your worth. You know, they always say communication is key in relationships. I feel like communication is also key in friendships and not being judgmental. Letting your wild friends do their thing. Be wild. Yes.
And do not suffocate them.
And literally, do not fight over guys.
Yeah. Ever, no.
Ever.
Do not.
Chicks before dick.
If you are going to fight, just be like, let's find two other guys.
Yeah. Or just have a threesome. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Share the dicks. Gang bangs. Threesomes. Like, you could do it.
Get that DP. It's fine. It's fine. Mio Squad, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, like and follow us.
TikTok too.
TikTok, Our next episode's gonna drop on Fridays. Stick around, listen to us.
Yeah, I mean, Desiree and I are gonna go speed dating, so stay tuned. We'll definitely talk about that.
For the recap.
We're so excited. Mm-hmm. Drink up, babies.
Cheers, and we're out.
Bye.
Bye.